Icon is a podcast intended for adults and is not suitable for those under the age of 18. Viewer discretion is advised.
This is PR from YouTube, and you're listening to Good Morning Cybertron, the Wu-Tang Clan of podcasts. They ain't nothing to fuck with.
5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
Good morning, Cybertron!
Hello, everyone. Welcome to this week's episode of Good Morning Cybertron. I should probably turn on my camera. Allow. Hi, everybody. Hi.
Hi, everybody.
You're not going to believe this. Walter just fucking appeared out of nowhere. I smelled brimstone, but my blood pressure's pretty high, so I just thought it was a stroke again. But no, down there he is, man. Oh my god, what the fuck happened to your shelves? Why do you have shelves with no Transformers on them?
Roommate's moving back in, so he's getting his old room back, which means I sadly lose my collection room, and stuff's going into storage, and we're planning a move.
Motherfucker, pick a lane, guy. You're in or you're out. He's been in and out of that house how many times now?
There's extenuating circumstances. It's not my story to tell.
Oh!
Could you share it on Patreon?
Probably not, but maybe in a private chat.
Ooh. Okay.
Private chat?
I hope it's stuff that does you well. I hope it's stuff that does you well, man. Yeah, and even if it doesn't seem well right now, man, I hope it's something that does you really good. Because you're my buddy. You're my buddy, Walter, and you can't really see it, but I'm kind of pointing down to you because you're in that lower right-hand corner, right? I'm making it like a Brady Bunch thing where we all look at each other.
It's true. That one time we had enough people on the show that we had a Brady Bunch-style Skype text going on where it's like 9 windows all at once.
Yeah, yeah. Mwah, I love you. That was for my wife, not you, Walter, but I love you too. Don't worry. I'd like to grab hold of that sexy little goggle hat you have and just ride the wild mustache.
Yeah, you get a wink.
But I'm married. You respect my fucking marriage. All the way over there, he's right there, everybody. It's Xavier.
Actually, I think he's down there.
Well, to me, he's over there.
See, right? You don't know where I'm coming from.
California is what you've always told me.
Hey, you know what date it is? Speaking of, you don't know where I'm coming from. Happy St. Patrick's Day. Fucking see that coming.
Shit, is that why I've been seeing green hearts everywhere?
No, that's the alien invasion.
I'm colorblind. That was a little joke.
I thought that was just the gangrene setting.
Oh, man. Yeah. Man. And all the way from down there, it's where? Kyle. Kyle's located directly in front of my junk. Kyle's fucking getting ready for the show. God damn, son. I look down at
happy Valentine's Day, everyone.
Over in the chat, Duanis Perez says, hope you and the wife had a lovely day. Blung hole. We have lovely days every day, Duanis. We are going to celebrate our Valentine's Day on Friday, because Wednesday is a particularly busy day for both of us. And on Friday, we are going to go out. We're going to have a lovely meal together. And then we're going to find a piece of tres leches cake someplace in this godforsaken, flood-ridden hellhole. And we're going to go to a little cemetery, and we're going to eat cake off of each other. And she just blew me a kiss.
Have you tried the flood museum yet?
You know what? The only thing you can buy at the flood museum is a fucking jacket and a videotape of how shitty of a place Johnstown is to live. And has been that way for 150 years.
Oh my god. The tears in my eyes are due to the romanticness of it all.
Welcome to the Flood City, Johnson. This city hall on the side of it actually has lines going like, Flood was here. But the other flood was here. And then the third flood was all the way up here. They just keep getting worse and worse and worse. Maybe we shouldn't have built a lake on top of a mountain. God never intended that. That's honest to God. That's honest to God what happened. Over in South Fork, they had this resort, and they built an artificial lake on top of this mountain by damming up this river. And then the whole thing, the whole dam burst, and a fucking wall of water 40 foot high came by. They're still finding bodies. There's an entire graveyard here in Johnstown that is, it's a practical necropolis. It's so big it stretches into the next county, and it's called Grandview, and it's flood victims. It's fucking hell. Ariana and I go and eat there all the time. We like the Jewish section.
Tastes like fish.
Yeah. Yeah. It's beautiful. If you don't eat in a cemetery, I'm telling you what, you're missing out in life, because it is the most peaceful restaurant you'll ever have. And the portions are pretty large. If you're like me, you should go over and sign up for Toy.Run. Now, it's fantastic. It's a social media program just designed for toys. Like, our good friend, Ugly Wretch, posts over there all the time. Paul from Sir Toys is over there. I'm over there. I just posted today. I was curious. A ton of MP toys have been KO'd. But has anyone heard any rumors of the MP train bots? Because I'm waiting. I'm waiting. I want to get knockoff MP train bots. And every other MP that I know of has been KO'd. And I'm sitting here waiting. And I want them. I want them. But I don't want a combiner that's going to cost me round about $1,300 to have. Right? I feel like a KO would satisfy that. I feel like you'd be printing money at that point. But no, it doesn't make any sense. Just like the government's program to develop a super soldier who drank gasoline. Didn't make any sense. But let me tell you something. It worked. Most of the recruits died. But there was one recruit who thrived. And after drinking a gallon of gasoline...
It was Big Exxon.
Oh, after drinking a gallon of gasoline, he was able to run 45 miles an hour for 5 hours straight. No slowing down. Everybody could not keep up with him. And then one day, he broke free of the government facility, and he went to Hollywood. And that man is now known as Vin Diesel. So go over to toy.run, sign up, and learn the truth. And... the truth of the matter is, wow, Omega Prime got funded really quick.
Within the week.
Yeah.
Pussy shit that his tank funded in 24 hours.
The his tank did fund. His tank did fund in 24. But,
Kyle,
shit.
Can you not let us just have one thing? Yeah.
And I'm a fucking necromancer.
/ Yu-Gi-Oh! Expert.
I would argue if you would have made this a troop builder, because the Hiss tank is a troop builder, right? If you would have made this some sort of troop builder, like, you know, like a three pack of Quintessons, I think this like different, not a three pack of like the five face Quintessons, but a three pack where it's like, oh, here's three of the Quintessons we haven't released. Here's the tri-face. Here's the warrior Quintesson. Here's this other Quintesson. Just something that we haven't had a release of, a prosecutor. I think that shit would have funded probably in 24 hours.
I'm not so sure about
that. I don't think that would have funded at all.
Well,
I think that I think that would have actually just been sold at retail.
You're probably right. I was just trying to find an example of a troop builder.
Yeah.
I think they want to diversify more. It's just that it's kind of scary when you're playing with big bucks like this to say, hey, you want a troop builder, and if you want premium HasLab troop builder sets, you're going to have to fork over like enough cash so we have $50,000 worth of orders. Maybe in the future? It's just that I think they want to try to diversify more because now we're getting two figs out of this thing. And it's three. Like with Deathsaurus, three figs, sorry. With Deathsaurus, we got, the main fig and we got all his little companions, which is good, right? That's a diversification. And plus we got Peepo and Boater, which is more of a diversified thing. They seem to be able to want to branch out. They're just like really, really playing it safe because they know that if they go from one big fig to five smaller figs and then the five smaller figs don't sell, someone's ass is getting handed to them at Hasbro.
Yeah. Oh, shit, I forgot to ask. Duanis, I know Duanis is listening over in the chat. Duanis, you gotta tell me what you and Wolf did for Valentine's Day. I hope you guys had an amazing day. My apologies.
I heard they played Yu-Gi-Oh! Till the break of dawn.
Oh, man. Naked Yu-Gi-Oh! I don't know why I didn't think of that.
The dual disc goes on the penile.
Yugi, whoa! hey, dad pun!
It's pretty simple rule set, really. You just play the game normally, and for every 1,000 life points you lose, you remove an article of clothing.
Ah. Oh, Dewana says she slept.
That last life point.
She slept, took her daughter to McDonald's, and now she's back asleep. Well, hell, you know what? You'll find the time. You'll find the time. Naked Yu-Gi-Oh.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You're welcome.
Yeah. Might as well get caught up here. Crossbones Koopa says, are you guys still sick? I don't think I'm shaking this cold yet. I keep coughing up stuff and feel like fluid in my lungs. Somewhat. Yeah, I still haven't got my hearing back.
Chest burster syndrome.
Yeah. Yeah. Technical Jim, the actual one, in reference to Omega Prime. Nobody wants this. Some wrong, weird asshole. Crossbones Koopa said, have you guys...
Who said that?
There were actually a lot of people that went, this is dumb. This will never fund. And right now they're all over on 4chan going, fucking Hasbro. Hasbro lost all this stock point. Yeah, that is true. Hasbro had a pretty rough quarter. But their fucking saving graces were Transformers and G.I. Joe. I have heard rumors, and I don't know how true this is. Like, I've heard some ridiculous rumors. Like, Hasbro is going to sell, close shop and sell over to Tencent. That's fucking ridiculous. But I did hear one interesting rumor.
Yeah, I heard that too.
Yeah. I did hear one interesting rumor that I could see. Hasbro is so upset with the way that all, like, Marvel and the Star Wars stuff has done. They're so upset that they're asking Disney to buy three warehouses worth of stuff. Just because it's stuff that will not sell. Should. Yeah. Yeah.
I don't know what era it would sell from. I assume it's a bunch of Eternals because somebody thought Eternals was going to do well.
I'll tell you what. Whenever Shang-Chi and the Legend of the Ten Rings came out, I actually looked at Ariana and went, this is it. This is the downfall of Marvel. Because these toys are in the clearance aisle and the movie's not out yet. This is bad.
That's not the downfall of Marvel. That's because they put them out too early.
Ah.
Remember? Because it was COVID and shit.
Or did they release the movie too?
Yeah, that was... They did that. They tried to do some weird shit where it was like, hey, you can get the toys now, and you can still watch the movie either in theaters if you have an actual working theater, or just do it on Disney Plus a month later. Or if you have Disney Plus Premium... You can watch it now. So, yeah, I know that huge thing was a huge clusterfuck of how the fuck do we do our product during a time of COVID? No, what really fucked them was the Marvels. That shit bombed harder than Nagasaki
and
Hiroshima.
Really, because, Scott, here's what people are doing. they're talking about the MCU and Star Wars, like, oh man, they've just failed miserably for years. And I'm like, okay, 2019 Mandalorian comes out. They haven't made a shitty thing since. And people buy this shit because I never find them in stores. Marvel is not just Eternals and the MCU.
Yeah.
Sell like the shitload, and all the X-Men stuff sells out every time.
See, here's the thing.
And if it's about media, fucking, again, G.I. Joe, nothing.
Yeah, you nothing. Are right. I will say this. Around here, the X-Men and the Star Wars stuff, fucking peg worms. Like, we have, right now, if I go to my Ollie's, there is a fucking wall of 3¾ and 6-inch Star Wars figure. It takes up damn near the entire aisle, right? And it's like, I'll tell you exactly what the figures are. It's R2-D2, the Mandalorian, the Armorer, and I was actually getting that. It's the female Mandalorian. What, the Bo-Katan Reese or something like that. And then that makes up like 1/5 of the Star Wars toys that they have there. And then, motherfucker, the rest of it is solid Rey.
Yeah, you live in Johnstown. They hate women and diversification there.
Yeah.
They think robots are going to steal their teeth.
Man.
Pennsylvania is the worst state in the Union.
I'm not Mississippi.
I give California a bunch of shit, but y'all murdered Hitchbot.
Whoops.
That's unforgivable. He made
He's
it
not wrong.
Coast. He made it from coast to coast in Canada. He gets to Pennsylvania.
Hey,
dead. Well,
that was Philadelphia. Everybody in Pennsylvania hates Philadelphia except for Philadelphians. No, you're right.
That mentality you hear of Detroit against the world, except really it's just Philadelphia.
Yeah.
Fuck them.
Yeah.
Media brotherly love, Jalen Hurts of the Eagles. Fuck him double.
We did. I can't deny it. Philadelphia murdered Hitcherbot. And I'm ashamed of it.
Philadelphia is where Bill Burr took off as a comedian.
That's right. That 10-minute insult where he just called them. Like, he went out and the crowd was shit because it was Philadelphia. Because everybody out there, like, they wear the extra chromosome like it's a fucking glory badge. And,
yeah.
Bill Burr goes out and every other comedian has had trouble, been booed at. Bill Burr goes out and he goes, I got 10 minutes to tell you what I think of you. And you can see this on YouTube. And he begins to insult Philadelphia nonstop, and everybody's booing. And then about 5 minutes into it, the people are going, this dude's a fucking legend. And he actually starts to win the crowd over. It was amazing to watch.
I watched that multiple times because I love the bit where he literally turns on them and he goes, I got 10 minutes and I'm using every fucking last minute of it to tell you people what I think of you. And then he's got this great bit at the beginning where he goes, your icon for this fucking trash heap of a city is Rocky, who's a fictional fucking character. And you got, you know, Joe Frazier, but you can't represent him because he's black. So what do? You put up the fucking porn star. 9 minutes left and I'm using every fucking minute of it.
And he did. He did. Oh, my God. Just glorious. It was like
anyway,
watching.
Don't you think Bill Burr looks like Omega Prime?
I think so. I would pay good money to see Bill Burr. No offense to Neil Ross. Or I forget what the guy, Neil Gabe Kaplan or whatever the fuck his name, Neil Kaplan. No offense to him, but I would pay big time to see Bill Burr voice Omega Prime.
You know, he was pretty good on Breaking Bad.
He was pretty good in The Mandalorian.
Oh yeah, no, yeah. I loved his character. The
I loved his
fucking space pirate turn former like trooper turn space pirate turn like, you know, anti-hero back to good guy.
Yeah.
Classic trope, really good arc. But man, yeah, I could see Bill Burr doing Omega Prime.
Oh yeah.
You fucking Decepticons, I'll show you how to make sushi out of your fucking sky sharks and turn your frogs inside out. I'll show you how to make them gay.
Get him Miss Gears in the next live action movie.
Oh!
Get him Miss Gears.
Bill Burr is Gears. Fuck yes.
Everyone's going to be like, who the fuck is Gears? But we'll know.
It's Bill Burr. Yeah, Optimus Prime, you red and blue looking faggot. It looks good on me. You're wearing it like a damn jackass. I'm over here rocking this red and blue. That's all you fucking need to relieve the auto. Anyway, if you haven't backed Omega Prime, if you want to, go do it. Go do it, because by God, it is just... It's so pretty. It's so pretty.
Well, it's got to have some sort of secret extra backing reward coming up soon that everyone's waiting for, I bet.
I've heard rumors of rumors. And like everybody is going like, oh, this, oh, that. And I'll tell you what the three I would like to see are. And I'll do it with the least likely. So, the least likely is that this is going to come, and I've heard this rumor before, this is going to come with a pretender shell for the new Fort Max head. Because they're re-releasing Fort Max. I read this on 4chan. They're re-releasing Fort Max. They've got, like, the Master Sword coming with this that Fort Max is known to wield. So that was one of the rumors that I heard.
I don't know.
Hey, it's Tomas.
How late am I?
Oh, we're just on the first show notes.
Only interrupted.
Yeah, we were really getting into a Valentine's Day special about sucking Bill Burr's dick for what the shit he gave to Philadelphia.
Yeah.
Do you remember that special moment, Thomas?
We're still on the first show note.
Yeah. Yeah. So anyway, that was number one. The second one I heard was that they were going to somehow, like, after everything is over, if you want to give an extra $80, you'll get a yellow Optimus as well. I heard that. Right? Not putting a lot of faith in that. The one that I can believe, and I've got no proof of this, but if this does like Deathsaurus levels of good, that it's going to come with a set of updated spy changers.
Now, see, that's, I've heard speculation on that one. Mm-hmm. That's the one I kind of don't want to happen, because spy changers, I feel, could work at retail. Either as small deluxes, like what they're doing with the 84 mini-bots, just as core class. And each individual one's got, like, four or five repaints built into it. They'd be shooting themselves in the foot from potential future sales by limiting themselves like that.
I gotta agree.
What
I could see being added in as... hidden stretch goal number three, maybe some kind of tie minifigure. Or maybe Koji one. And Dr. Onishi. Or
that's a deep cut.
A Skybite to wear the fire convoy armor when they're in Omega Prime mode.
Skybite. Gel Shark.
Yeah.
Because
when Optimus is combined up with Ultra Magnus, the rest of the super mode trailer armor doesn't have anywhere to go. So if they included like just like a non-transforming just action figure of Skybite that you could just hang that fire truck armor onto,
that would be a slice of okay.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I really do like the idea of spy changers, because they could just do different molds, or they could just do different names. They don't have to like absolutely make it the only time the figure is released via the HasLab. I bet you they would diversify that and just like, well, it's spy changers, but it's like different named spy changers or different molds altogether that you won't see at retail.
Do you remember what's her face from the show? What was her? I think her name was Kelly.
Kelly in the U.S. dub, Junko in the Japanese dub.
Junko, yeah, yeah, and she's her red car.
Yeah,
little red sports car.
I actually just recently like binge watched through Robots in Disguise recently. I found a playlist on YouTube, and so much of that show is just the inciting incident, or just the escalating cause of bullshit, is always Sideburn in his red sports car shtick.
Ooh.
Yep. It's like, ooh, yep. Sports car. And he just is constantly harassing Kelly's car.
You think he ever, when he powered up Super Saiyan style into his red sports car mode, he just put in front of the mirror and masturbated?
That actually did happen.
Yes, he definitely.
Jesus. I'd fuck me hard. Going back,
just starts playing in the background.
Going back over the chat here. Crossbones Koopa says, "Have you guys seen or found G1 reissue Soundwave? Is he even out yet? I'm building back up my Soundwave collection." I haven't seen him. Probably not going to get him. Giga Twin says, "Hello. How is everyone this day? We're all in love. Mm-mm-mm. Kissy, kissy, kissy." Brendan Callan.
Happy April Fool's Day too.
Yeah. Brendan Callan says, "I hope Optimal Optimus isn't a HasLab, but I'd buy it regardless because monkey." Crossbones Koopa says, "Yes, my chest just burst open, and now it's singing 'Hello, my baby, hello, my honey' on my desk." Brendan Callan says, "I feel the Disney license is doing more harm than good. I never see the MCU movie toys now." I think we gave our thoughts on that, but yeah, I got to agree with Brendan.
But hold on, slight tangent. I got to ask, who's excited for Deadpool and Wolverine?
Oh, fuck yes. Shit, yes.
I haven't seen the trailer.
Oh, it's so good.
Oh, it's amazing. They have the ruins of the Fox logo as one of the battlegrounds.
I remember seeing something, a segment about one of the previous ones that I didn't remember. I thought it was pretty funny. Apparently, I guess the stuntman that played Deadpool had an idea for a scene, and I thought it was pretty hilarious. Remember the scene where he's deflecting bullets with his sword against Cable?
Yeah, that was the second film. That happened.
Yeah, Deadpool in Deadpool 2. In Deadpool 2, yeah. And the, what is it? I guess the stuntman had this idea. What if he deflected a whole bunch of the bullets, but only about half of them, and the rest of them actually went through him?
Yeah.
And then, like, he told that to Ryan Reynolds, and he was like, "That's the funniest fucking idea."
did you guys happen to catch Victor Von Doom in the Deadpool trailer?
Was it Doom? I thought it was Cassandra Nova.
I think it's Doom.
Wait.
That machine that kind of spreads out, you can see what looks to be Victor Von Doom holding a machine gun there. Giga Twin says, "I am convinced that the discussions about no one wants Omega Prime, HasLab's a PSYOP campaign perpetrated by Slapper, Gas Skunk, and Darkscream sitting in front of a computer." Technical Jim said, "I wasn't a stormtrooper, wise ass." Mike's World, "Hope you are all doing well tonight. I just got done at an arcade bar, and I lost my debit card. Good times." You know what, Mike's World, I got to tell you, in a world where you can lose a wad of cash or a debit card, I mean, it's inconvenient, but I'll lose my debit card every time. Because all I need to do is call up and go, "Stop it. Stop." I don't even have to call anymore. I can go onto my app and go, "I lost my debit card. Stop it." And the computer go, "Stopping debit card. Beep, boop, beep."
To his point, I just realized something. Slapper has the posture and facial expression of a a 4chan troll.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
He looks like one.
Mike's World goes on to say, I also completely forgot, happy Valentine's Day. Hope you are all well with your beloved, whether they are of plastic or flesh and blood. I've had them both. Brennan Callanan says, I could definitely see the Skybite head on this happening as a tier. Crossbones Koopa, can we get laser rod updates? Giga Twin, I just want a proper deluxe of Big Daddy. Brennan Callanan says, maybe a red sideburn as a prelude to Sideburn coming out in Wave 3 this year. Crossbones Koopa says, think curse these drunk fingers of mine. Mike's World says, I mean no disrespect to any vultures whatsoever, but any parent who names their child Junko does not like their child. Then he goes, cultures, not vultures. Crossbones Koopa says, lost $200 on a stripper once, no regrets. Moving on, this, what you are seeing right here on the screen, what made me realize I may have made a mistake, and now I kind of want the MP train bots. But
it's been a long, long time, though. Like, literally, we've been discussing this train bot since before COVID.
Yeah. Yeah, we have. Yeah, we have. And if somebody would have told me this was happening, I probably would have been purchasing them. But now all I can do is hope for knockoffs. This is MPG08 Yamabuki. And she has been a
Yabadoo.
Yababuka Duba. Oh, Bunny-san, you're disrespecting my family. MPG08 Yamabuki has something really fucking cool. Yamabuki comes with a new head. And MP07 comes with a new chest. It's the Diaclone head for Raiden.
Yep.
Oh, damn.
Yep. Yep. Look at those. Look at those wing ears. Holy shit.
God damn it. God damn it. Why didn't you tell me you were going to do this? I would have been purchasing them.
Well,
God. Honestly, did you think you would make it this hard if you had completed?
What's that, Xavier?
Did you honestly think you'd live this long to see it completed?
Not really. I didn't think I'd make it through COVID. I almost did couple of times.
I mean,
three times now.
Yeah. I mean, they've gone too deep into repaints of the set. So I would say it's fair to assume that the other four are probably going to get some kind of weird Diaclone themed repaints. So even if you didn't get Raiden the first time around, you can at least hop on the second train and get on board with Shinden here.
Mm-hmm.
It's pretty good. Have you guys noticed that a lot of these like Diaclone, the very large Diaclone robots, a lot of them, their faces or their heads, they look less like heads and more like some kind of transformer, as in like a power transformer or, I don't know, radio receivers?
Yeah, I like that shit. That gets me off.
They were piloted mechas designed during the 70s.
What was that, Xavier?
Yeah.
Yeah. To Thomas's point, I have not thought that deeply about it. I'm just, like, looking at all the cool fucking robots with their alternate heads and new accessories, and I'm, like, fucking drooling and masturbating like a monkey, but it's just like, I can't afford this shit. I have to wait for the box set and hope they knock $100 off it at minimum.
Yeah. Yeah, but the weird thing is, they gave us the box set, but it was just an empty box. Here.
Mm-hmm.
Here, put them all in this.
Wasn't entirely empty. It came with Trainbot number 6.
It was mostly empty.
Oh, that was super nice of them to give us number 6, motherfuckers.
Yeah.
What is this?
The sixth Trainbot.
I don't know. What are we talking about?
The Trainbots. The sixth Trainbot came with a box you could put the other 5 in. Isn't that nice?
That was super nice of them to think of us in advance like that.
Yeah. Yeah, how about
like,
that?
Obviously, if they're in this deep at bot number 6, they're going to get the other 5 or already have them, right?
Hey, kids, I know you want Star Wars figures because that movie was so good. Here's
an empty box and an IOU.
Yeah, they were like, there's something on your face. And then they hit you. It was pain.
I'm painting a 3D printed Jawa right now. You're going to be in my collection. I'm going to print up a whole bunch of you.
Jumping back to Omega Prime for a minute, a theory just kind of hit me earlier today.
Sounds painful.
Yeah, it kind of was. Like a cinder block to the back of the head.
That's the way thinking is.
So, I think the reason why Omega Prime funded so quickly was the time of year that his campaign was launched. Think back to 2020 when Unicron was launched. His campaign was announced right after TFCon LA, when a shit zillion people who would have been in on that campaign from the ground up just bled out a shitload of money at TFCon. And then you had San Diego Comic-Con like a week later. And then Death Source's campaign was running in the middle of fucking December when people were, you know, busy spending shitloads of money on Christmas. But Omega Prime here is running in like the beginning of February through the beginning of March. People have had time to recover from Christmas. Some people are getting income tax returns early if they filed early. You know, there's not a shitload of releases coming out at the beginning of the year. People have a little bit more money, a little bit more breathing room. I think more people are committing to it because of that.
I would agree, but at the same time, it's the people in this fandom are fucking nuts because we know people, Artem from Canada, for example, who's into statues. And the statues, as the consensus amongst us, are the worst of the fucking shit. I can't stand the statues. I think they look cool. They make a nice background on your computer as a wallpaper, but I'm not fucking shelling out $4,400 for a polystone statue of Grimlock, yet someone will. So when it comes to like, hey, it's all down the funding for the regular Joe. The regular Joe, I have no idea who that is anymore because they just seem to have the money for everything. So even when it comes to this HasLab, I guess if like you said, hey, 3 days only, fire sale. If you don't do this, Omega Prime's never going to be made. I guarantee you, if you just gave him 72 hours, that Omega Prime still would have been funded.
I'm positive there's got to be some extended member of the Saudi royal family that's a Transformer collector. And he's just like...
Possibly that too.
And he's like, how much you want for it? How much you want for it? 40,000? 30,000?
Actually, that's another weird one rare thing. I noticed on the page that you can that there's a limit on how many Omega Primes you can order.
Five.
It's like either three or five. I forget which, but it's like, why would you set a limit on how many individual units you can order when you're trying to crowdfund this thing?
King Abdullah Shah's boss demanded that everybody else only get five. That's just the way it is, man. He's got all the statues. He's going to order 10 just to piss everybody off.
Yes, and he'll display them on the second floor of this house, where the floor is made out of solid, polished quartz, so that you can
there
see...
There is someone who fucking murdered a family member for the insurance money to buy this Omega Prime.
You said you wouldn't
There's
tell
someone
anybody.
Out there who's hardcore about 2001 RID. That's how much they wanted this done.
I wonder if there's ever been somebody that murdered their family over Transformers.
Oh, absolutely. Are you fucking kidding?
I just got a strong look from my wife.
I'm just going to give you, I don't give a fiddler's fuck about R.I.D. 2001. He looks fucking cool. I'm going to buy him. That's how people are.
I really, really wish that we got some other form of Brave Maximus, because I really like that color scheme.
There are people who don't care about R.I.D., but it's a cool toy.
I personally love R.I.D., so it's... I would have loved to have seen like a Nemesis Prime instead, because
which one?
I thought Nemesis Prime would have been the better choice for a HasLab. But still, I'm like barely left of center on this. Like, I like it, and I won't kill someone for it, but I'll definitely fund it.
I guess if you're not going to kill somebody for it, then you're not a real fan.
He looks cool, so I want it.
To each their own. Hold on now.
There's no real Irishman.
You don't even carry a knife when you walk into Target, do you?
No.
Just in case one of those fucking employees is walking to the back room with the whole stock.
So... does a buck knife or like a switchblade count as a transformer?
Kind of. It changes people from like living people to dead people.
Yeah, but like it changes shape. It's got two modes. Sharp mode and folded mode.
I don't think so.
You know, if it also came with brass knuckles, we could talk.
Yeah. If you have a knife that changes into brass knuckles, might as well put a Decepticon symbol on it.
There used to be a weapon that was a combination brass knuckles revolver.
And the Apache pistol. I fucking love those.
Yeah, that thing is cool.
It's not accurate worth a damn. You actually have to shiv someone if you actually want to shoot them with it. Because it has no barrel. It's just a fucking revolver chamber with a knife sticking out of it, and instead of a handle, you got a fucking knuckle duster.
Well, Thomas and Walter on the list.
Thomas finished. He just was like the Apache pistol!
Ah, I love it. Death to America.
Yeah, those are...
He pulled them out of his pockets. Just like,
I'm a gun nut. I don't know what the hell that is.
Those are really old, though. There's like... When were those made? That had to be
a century ago.
Yeah, like over 100 years ago.
And back whenever people thought that was a good idea.
Yeah. People were trying all kinds of weird things to see what stuck.
This knife will. I know it. Look at Steve over there bleeding to death.
Oh, I'm just... Scott's probably already done a podcast dedicated to it on Strange Pathways, but the Wunderwaffe, like the super weapons of Germany, like the atomic hand grenade being one of the things that they were trying to develop or some shit like that.
Dude, I didn't do that on Strange Pathways.
That should be a Decepticon.
I'm seriously fucking so busy trying to take down this cult. You have no
fucking
clue.
Oh my god, look at this rifle.
That is a 9-barreled shotgun.
A knock gun, like, yes.
Is this for like? Okay, this is.
I ain't looking at that because we're not supposed to be having guns up on YouTube.
Yeah, the knock gun.
Whoops.
Not? Yeah, so I'm not throwing a picture of that up here.
Oh.
Well, good news, Scott. This is so goddamn fucking man's life. This doesn't count as a gun.
That's
this
right.
Counts as a beef stick.
That's right. You all are using a gun the wrong way.
Also, that's horse.
If your finger touches the trigger of a gun, you're a fucking pussy.
You can't have guns on YouTube. Like, why?
Look, your hands wrap around that fucking barrel, and then the butt of it goes in the other animal's head. That's plain and simple. Bullets, don't fucking need them. Don't want them, don't need them. Honestly, kind of a waste, to be quite honest.
That is a knock gun. I know that thing super well because that is what people... in the Doom circles have been clamoring for the Doom Slayer to use on demons for a year now. They want him to wield this as DLC content.
I tell you what, man. I tell you what. It's going to fucking come down. It's going to come down to you, and there's going to be 25 fucking rabid flying squirrels. And then you're going to listen to me. You're going to go, oh, Scott was right about the guns. This does nothing. The bullet's too small to hit anything. But then whenever those fucking flying squirrels come at you, you're going to be using that thing as a .22 caliber fly swatter. And it's going to fucking work. Weasels will rip your flesh. Anyway.
Also, your woman's
.22 caliber and more of a 4-gauge slug.
It depends. Anyway, going over Going over to the chat, Mike's World says, I swear all I've been seeing from Masterpiece nowadays are modern-day Thomas and Friends, though it makes sense they're making Masterpiece-style figures for more obscure bots. Crossbones Koopa says, if I could get new Diaclone, I like the dragon demon-looking thing. Could they reissue RID 2001 Scourge? Do they still have the molds for that? Looking at my Legacy Prime and Toxitron 2001, Scourge would stand out and look good with them. What do you all think? I don't know if they still have the Laser Optimus. That'd be an interesting question to throw.
It came up fairly recently, back when they were doing the... that when they did that Year of the Horse Optimus.
That's
not horse. Goat.
That's right. That's right. The weird piss brown kidney stone toy.
Yeah.
Mike's World says, Prime One Studios does a wonderful job of taking cool photos of magnificent movie accurate statues that I can print out and hang up in dollar store picture frame to get the same effect as owning one. Jimmy Two Toes remains at large after his aunt was found dead in her estate from poisoning. Toxicology reports deduce the source of the illness to be grounded gold plastic belonging to a G2 Electro. That's not a gun. It's a boomstick. There's a difference. And Giga Twin says, when it comes to weapons in war, everything and anything is valid in design until an actual war breaks out and you find out what works and what is an overglorified art piece such as the flying tank. Crossbones Koopa says, Walter, do you have a World War I trench knife?
For legal reasons, I cannot disclose this information.
There you go. Selects Autobot multi-packs Wheeljack Image Gallery. One of these things is not as good as the other.
It's Wheeljack.
Oh, it's like he stepped right off the 84 cartoon series.
It's really wild.
Hang on.
What a bright thought.
They got rid of the translucent plastic that compromises his structural integrity.
Yeah, and there's another thing. Okay, I gotta ask. Do you remember there was this piece of plastic that was in the knees that formed the front of the windshield? And you know what I'm talking about.
Yeah.
Yeah. Is that gonna break on this one too? Because those things always break.
Absolutely. You think you're only gonna get one
box
that would be satisfied?
Ah. It's made out of transparent plastic, and it goes around this little bar underneath the knees. And because it's transparent plastic, it always snaps.
Wait till you guys fucking find out this is going to be just painted transparent plastic.
Mine didn't.
Alright.
Yeah.
Doofy boy.
Oh.
Hi. Then I get to feast on the clear plastic pussies who are so afraid of clear plastic. That they'll be like, No, clear plastic. It's like handle like eggs. And I'm like, my jazz never broke. I slung that fucker at a wall, and he didn't break.
You're like one of those guys that sees like a $700 transparent MP44, and he's like, that looks lovely. I will have three of them.
You know, I gotta say, to defend Kyle, which I don't like doing, just because I like to see Kyle's blood pressure go up. It gets me hard. But I don't like to defend Kyle. But I will say...
As long as it's not yours, Scott.
Yeah, okay, that's fine. I have not had problems with clear plastic in quite a little while. I think the last figure I had clear plastic problems with was Nexus Maximus. No, I take that back. Yeah. I take that back. It was... I found a Energon Starscream, and that was the last one. In my recent knowledge, I've not had problems.
I have not had the same issue either. I'm not going like hardcore. I need to build an entire scene to play with the toys. I'm just fiddling with it now. So it's like I'm not manhandling it to the point where it's like I need to strike an action pose and I need to get a Tamashi stand to clip it on, and I'm not going like full hog anymore. Like, I'm enjoying the figs, but I'm not like making sure that my nails are digging into every little crevice to pull them apart either. So it's like the amount of like play I'm getting out of my figs is good, but I'm not like trying to make them reenact scenes from the show anymore. So it's like clear plastic is not an issue for me. It might be for someone else, just depending on tolerances and all that. But yeah, it's like, I'm with Scott. It hasn't been the same issue with me for a long time now.
I will say, maybe there's a bit, because you know me, I love my fucking knockoffs. And every once in a while, you'll get a knockoff where the plastic isn't that great, where it's kind of brittle. So maybe it's just me. I'm not going to be a fucking Burgerland ham hands and just go fucking nuts like a goddamn caveman trying to open a grenade with a hammer. No, I'm going to read the instructions. I'm going to bring up a video, and I'm going to be very calm about how I do this. This weekend, I got that knockoff Devastator that it can be like the G1 Devastator. It can be like a Devastator with drill arms. It can be the Bayverse Devastator. I got that KO. And I found, the name's Botbender Orange. I found his video on it, and I followed along, and I watched each one and to make sure, like, okay, here's where he made the mistake that kind of put a stress mark on his. So, and I was very careful with it. I was very, very careful with it. Mine, quite honestly, it looked like it was better put together than his. Like the tolerance on his was kind of tight. My tolerances were just fine, where he's like sticking the legs in with the Bayverse Devastator. But honestly, yeah, just be fucking careful. You made it to the top of the food chain. You have an opposable thumb, and you're a member of the public school system. And I know it's gotten kind of shit in years, but use your brain. You got it. You can do this. And maybe you won't break your toys, you 50-year-old man.
So, you don't necessarily have to be like the gentleman that opened that siege box like an orangutan.
No, am I doing it right? Am I doing it right?
Could you just imagine somebody...
The quality control on the figs for the most recent releases has been better.
Yeah.
I can imagine somebody uploading a video of someone attempting to transform MP44 like that.
That's when you scream, am I doing it right?
Expensive video.
Just open the box with a fucking claymore.
Well, I mean, it's such an intricate figure. Could you imagine trying to manhandle it like the Hulk?
Open it up with a 12-gauge.
It would probably break into every single constituent piece.
This YouTube video I saw recommended using a spudger or a part separator to clip these parts apart. I don't have any of those. I'm going to use a tomahawk.
Yeah.
I don't have a spudger, but I do have a spud wrench.
I need to print myself out one of those. As I'm getting older, and it's a thing where it's like my hands are not quite as dexterous as once they were whenever I was a younger man. I got carpal tunnel from working the pussy. I use dental tools for mine. A bright light and dental tools. But there I think I'm going to go to the spudger just because it's, less likely to leave little scratches and what have you. Is that a Chase I hear?
Yes, it is.
Holy shit. This is a fucking star-studded episode, man. Listen to Chase.
He's like a freeway to me.
He's sitting here all calm, like he didn't murder an Applebee's waitress 2 miles away just 30 minutes ago. That's incredible.
Joke's on you. Applebee's is at least 15 miles away.
Oh, Jesus. That's the Chase we know. Fucking hell.
We got enough guys to form a Megazord now.
Yeah.
Oh, wait, no, we lost one.
Oh, shit.
Oh, no, he's back.
I miss Jason David Frank.
God, don't start with me, man. I cry myself to sleep every night thinking about it.
Hey, look, some shit that's not going to happen.
No. Comicbook.com interviewed Transformers producer Lorenzo Di Bonaventura, pet
also
detective.
Also known as a fucking idiot.
Yeah.
Also known as the man who needs to shut the hell up.
They asked him, hey,
oh, yeah, premium boy.
hey, is there going to be a Transformers G.I. Joe crossover? He goes, I don't know. I know we're going to deliver on the promise we made. So, it's coming. We don't know when.
This man has no creative control.
Said we were going to have one
whatsoever.
Like a month
he
ago.
Just throws money at these fucking movies.
Somewhere between tomorrow and the heat death of the universe.
Listen, I got a buddy in the industry. He could probably go beat up Lorenzo, bro.
I'm not going
to
be afraid of this guy. I'm not going to try to beat him up. I'm not afraid of anyone name looks like a Saturday morning word jumble.
I never said afraid. I'm just so he'll shut the hell up.
Let's see here.
So he'll learn his lesson.
Let's see.
The Rise of Beastie movie, that's totally canon to the Michael Bay stuff. Please keep giving me money.
Let's see. Yeah. We're going to go to Copilot. I've been liking Copilot. I'm signed in, and ask me anything. So we're going to take the word Lorenzo di Bonaventura.
Fuck you, asshole. You had your shot. You had your chance, and you blew it. You blew it five times.
What words can I make
using
the name Lorenzo di Bonaventura? ? Thank you, AI. Ask him the hard questions.
I love AI.
Death to Jews? Wait a minute.
Wait a minute.
Okay.
I didn't know Kanye was AI.
Zone. Love. Venture. Adore. Brave. Novel. River. Ozone. Bonanza.
Grotesque.
Bonaventura.
More!
Oh, man.
Searching for more! More! God damn it. It's just telling me.
Which AI is
no,
this?
Wait.
This is Copilot from Bing.
This.
You can use a word finder tool.
This AI just said something very presumptuous, like, hey, he's working on a G.I. Joe Transformers thing that's going to be in 2026. No, it's not.
Every time.
Great, he was. Oh, my God, he produced Adam Webb. Great.
Every time I go to click this, it just takes... here's a word tool to help you discover more words. It just sends me to TFW. It sends me right back to the show note.
I love that. Maybe you can learn from Lorenzo, too.
The bees in the center of the earth are stirring.
What are they saying?
I'm just enjoying the silence, to be quite honest.
Honestly, vodka.
Can we just start calling him what I call him, which is Laszlo the Boner Ventura?
Laszlo.
Oh, he would like that.
More like Laszlo.
Jesus Christ.
Delay, by the way.
Welcome to seventh grade slurs. More like Last Slow. Yes.
When I remember first hearing this name, I didn't realize De Bonaventura was a single name. It sounds like several names.
It sounds like a middle and a last name.
Honestly, yes. it honestly sounds like a name that gets you laid automatically, if I'm going to be super honest. Like, if you who's out there? It's George, it's Steve, and it's Lorenzo Di Bonaventura. Tell Steve and George they can go the fuck home. I'm going to be fucking Lorenzo di Bonaventura.
Oh, no. Well, I think it's less like,
how about you look up what he looks like first?
Or that he has a shitload of money.
It's all those things, dude.
Doesn't his name sound like a Wes Anderson character?
Don't blame
it does.
Me that your parents didn't.
It absolutely does. Yo, he should have been in Asteroid City.
I'm thinking like Grand Budapest Hotel. There's that. Till the character.
Yeah,
Decoff und taxes.
The rest of us have to rely on our skills. Lorenzo fucking mastered the pussy, but I was born into it.
And from it.
Sheer poetry, Scott. That sounds like AI couldn't write a better line than that.
Oh, shit. Apparently AI can't do a fucking whole lot of shit. Going over to the chat, Brennan Callanan says, I can't wait for me to break these statues. They'll call it Evo Fusion. It looks like Wheeljack with depression versus Wheeljack without depression. Crossbones Koopa says, Wheeljack has Minerva's gun. What did the G1 Wheeljack gun look like? The only thing G1 Wheeljack came with was the shoulder cannons. Two big old shoulder cannons. Mike's World said,
never used a gun in the cartoon?
He used a gun in the cartoon. But, I mean, the toy did not come with one. Also, no nose. No nose or eyeballs on the toy. Just that grill. Mike's World said, last figure I had fall apart from clear plastic was the Dark of the Moon Target exclusive Battle Cannon Bumblebee, whose arms crumbled into candy corn. Crossbones Koopa says, I want to know, what is the update on the rest of the Deluxe Insecticons? I don't know. Giga Twin says, be thankful that we humans don't have the strength of our great ape ancestors because we would break our Transformers in seconds. True. Brennan Callanan, Lorenzo looks like he's in a constant state of holding a sneeze while tearing several blood vessels. Mike's World says, Lorenzo, you can't make me say no, whatever his last name is. If Kanye was an AI, someone send him back to Apple for returning stat because that boy is glitching. Lorenzo, how could ROTB be connected to the Bay films when Unicron is completely separate from Earth and openly trying to eat himself out? Yes. Justice for Transit. Need a spinoff of Busboy immediately. Belucius says, hola! Hey, Belucius. And Crossbones Koopa says, that is cool. The buzzworthy Wheeljack shield doubles his wings. Moving on. Looky what I found. Does anybody have a looky what I found?
I haven't got one.
Damn it!
Reddit sucks now. It looks like Twitter.
Yeah. Shit. Nobody has a looky what I found. Shit. If you got one, speak up.
I think I've got one.
I love that we do this every week and no one is ever ready. God, I love you guys.
Yes.
I mean, I am sometimes ready, but not this time.
This is obviously... Oh, Violent Jagger.
Yes.
Ooh.
Nice little piece of art I found on Twitter.
That is neat. Crazy. That is really fucking neat.
Least appreciated Transformers villains.
Because you can't tell he's a Transformer.
Nope.
I mean,
he can transform. He splits apart into three big ass bugs.
Honestly,
was he actually supposed to be a Transformer, or was he just kind of some kind of alien?
The going theory is that he's like the conglomerated grudge collective of all of the dead Decepticons.
You look
like
at them
like they just merged into one Gestalt consciousness for the express purpose of ruining fucking Diatlas's day.
Whenever you look at the alt modes, it reminds you if Tripredicus was a fossilizer.
Yeah.
And I'm honestly surprised we didn't get like a fossilizer designed Diatlas.
Like if H.R. Giger designed Tripredicus and was told to tone it down with the dicks and vaginas.
Yeah.
Impossible challenge, you mean?
Yeah. I mean, impossible challenge. But
the dick ginas, are what make it good. It's like trying to make pizza without cheese.
Invade our dimension if I don't?
The cock and ball sack, it head over to the country, and it merged to become one giant ball cock a seconds.
Scott's going to be here for an hour. Just keep going, Walter.
What the fuck? Are you saying?
Well, you know, I'm Swiss.
You've never heard H.R. Giger speak?
Yeah.
I gotta show my looky what I found. Here's mine.
No.
Yeah, I'm going to. Can't stop me. I control the screen.
It's true.
He controls the horizontal, the vertical.
And the diagonal. Just because I need to be a dick about it. This is my...
Hold the fuck on. You said I could have the diagonal.
You can have the diagonal. Look at this. This was awesome. Rayo underscore custom on Cults 3D released a mono-eyed Scourge sweep upgrade set. Right there. From that cool little movie where we got the rails and what have you. Like that first release.
Movie first draft.
Right.
Yeah.
So he took one of these designs and turned a Titans Return sweep face into the mono face. You know I fucking downloaded it, and I found a Titans Returns sweep on eBay that was missing the face. And I got it for $8 shipped. And you know what I'm doing with it. I'm going to make me one of these. And I got to show you, the print, I'm always stunned. I'm always stunned that even though I've been doing this for so long, I am constantly stunned how good the quality is on small shit like that. I know you can't really see that. I'm going to put my hand up here to try to get the camera to focus in. Right there. There we go.
Yes.
I am stunned at the quality. That's the size of my fucking thumbnail. And that's goddamn awesome.
And somehow
what you're saying, Scott, is that you saw a blue sweep and you wanted painted black.
That's right. Nair, 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 nair. Nair, 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 nair.
Copyright claim because it sounded too good.
Yeah. The one time Scott is on tune. Fuck. Well, Chase, do you have a liquid I found?
I do not.
How about you, Kyle? Awesome. Who the fuck is this?
No.
It's Pete!
I'm trying to get my cam to work, but I can't get it to work because I don't know.
I love this. 7. Dude, we just need 2 more members and we can do a Brady Bunch thing. Chase is Alice. Oh, fuck, man. I love your hair.
Thank you. Shit. Oh, cam is, I don't know what's going on. With cam.
Holy shit, it's Don King.
Fuck yeah.
Only in America.
$49.95 pay-per-view. I'm the man responsible.
There we are, everybody.
I'm the man responsible for everybody's mental problems. I murdered a man.
Yeah.
Ladies and gentlemen, the great Puerto Rican hope. It's Pete. Oh, man.
Bye, y'all. I'm just getting my setup back together because I just did a video. But I wanted to jump on.
You see me
turning around. I got my earphone in so I can hear you. So
I've got something.
When he goes to the kitchen and you hear him just screaming, it was like, I fucking hate animated.
I see your battle cat. I see your battle cat up there. Number one, I got to do this. So we're going to move on to reinforcements from Cybertron. Just for this, Pete, look what I printed out.
Ha, look at that.
That is Faker Cat. Or Duplicat. Duplicat or copycat. So the little face shield.
Duplicat.
The little face shield. I battle damaged it up. And you can see, like the robot parts in the face right there.
That's pretty cool.
There, the saddle comes off. You can see robot parts right there. Yeah, this
Somebody's washing their dishes.
Yeah, I know. This was a fun 3D print as Chase obviously orders food. This was a really
goddamn Chase.
Thank you. This was a really
that
fun.
Looks amazing
3D print.
Though. That does.
That's fucking great. This is from. This is from Desert Octopus on Cults. Go ahead, Pete.
Oh, I was just gonna say that I have a 3D print for my looky what I found too.
Oh,
but
do tell.
Oh no! I'll let you finish with yours.
Oh, okay.
It made me think. There we go again. I feel like I'm out in the street. Am I in the street? Is it Pete in the street?
No,
yeah.
I'm in the street.
Oh, it's Chase on the street. Everybody run!
I can't run, but
you're
I can't
female
drive.
Or hooker, run.
Yeah.
Honestly. Yo, there's one there. Yo, let me hit him with the car for points.
Thunk.
Ding, ding, ding. Take the money.
I also printed out. I also printed out this little Kenner Chihuahua.
Hootini!
Hootini! And I found this boy, bad boy, at a decent price. I finally got leader class Blitzwing.
Hey. Leader class.
Leader class. He danceth.
Yeah, quote unquote leader class. He's really good. I just hate it that they called him leader class and justified it with those boxing gloves.
Well, I paid a Voyager price for him. I was patient.
So, oh yeah, that's not bad.
I was not.
I wouldn't quite say the boxing gloves justify his leader class price point. The man obviously needed like the extra budget and like leader class parts count in order to get his triple changing right.
Yeah. Well,
yeah.
We've seen twice now what happened.
I have that
Blitzwing out of Voyager class.
Pete, oh yeah, it was shit.
I have that.
Pete, you
I have
said
that Springer. It's not very good.
Ah. Pete, you said that you have a 3D print for a looky what I found.
Yes, I do. Give me a second. Let me go grab it.
No problem. While he's doing that, we'll continue on with the reinforcements. Xavier, did you get any reinforcements this week?
Code Red.
Oh. Ooh.
How do you like those things on your bottle of Mountain Dew?
Yeah. I like Code Red. I got him specifically just because it's the Netflix crossover, or the crossover with Netflix Stranger Things, which is one of my favorite shows. So just absolutely love the fig for what it is. Nothing more than just like a Stranger Things promotion, but fuck it, it's awesome.
Yo, did you notice like all the little details like in the box, in like the actual box?
The little grease stain.
Yeah, the little grease stain.
Oh,
so you can
the
see, like,
funny
the
thing is on the right
picture.
Yeah. The funny thing is, on the right side of the box, it's got the actual Netflix login screen saying, "Who's watching?" And it says Code Red.
I love that.
That's great.
And then, like, mm-hmm. I love the fact, I think, like, the paper he's wrapped up in is, like, a map or something, like, made on a napkin.
Yeah.
That's cool packaging.
It's like a
detail.
It's like a puzzle box, isn't it?
Yeah.
I opened it up, got the toy out, looked at everything, and then this chick with big tits and pins in her face came out and said, "You called?"
Shit.
I said, "Yeah." I said, "Honey, how'd you
Why
get all those
pins in her
face?" Why
did Ariana have pins in her face?
Right? I was just going to say. There have been, honey, you shaved your head. It looks good. Walter, buddy, how about you? Any reinforcements this week?
We have that wonders to show you.
Start off, I've got the Earth Spark Prowl.
Nice, kind of. Don't you mean Checkpoint? That looked like Checkpoint to me.
A little bit. And let's see. The second item I've got, I finally picked up the Berserker trailer for my Archcore Frostlight.
Nice.
Oh.
Let's go.
Nice.
Yeesh! That sucker's going to be huge.
Indeed.
He is.
Now, does the trailer become Berserker armor and make him look like guts?
It makes him look like a Space Marine Terminator from Warhammer 40K.
Oh, that's even better.
Oh yeah, that should be the next crossover Transformers do then. Can't wait for the Arnold crossover figs with Transformers.
Wrong kind of Terminator.
No, right kind of Terminator.
Yeah.
Well, Walter's talking about deals with heretics.
Oh, Thomas, buddy, do you have any reinforcements this week?
I got one, and I'll show you what I got by sharing my screen.
Ow.
I acquired this thing right here. I got, let's see. Sorry. Uh,
you forget how to share your screen, buddy?
No, it's just this.
Oh, no. Oh, I got a Gucci parking spot coming back. Let's go.
You see this?
I can't. It's all black.
Yeah. There we go.
There we go. Fans hobby dart strike.
Yes. This is a really...
Here we go.
I haven't taken it out of the box yet, but this thing is big. It's very large. And kind of special for to me because Darkwing, Pretender Darkwing, was like my favorite figure when I was a kid. One of them, anyway. And I had him as a kid when I lived in Germany, and I just absolutely loved it. So it's kind of special. Do you remember what jet this actually is?
Me?
Yeah. Do you remember what jet this is?
No. No. Is it the MiG?
No. This is called the Panavia Tornado.
Oh, well, thank God.
That was my next guess.
It's a swing wing. It's a swing wing jet that's a lot like the Tomcat, but it was actually made as a joint venture between Britain, Italy, and Germany.
So
it's a NATO plane.
Britain, Italy, and Germany.
Brittily. Yeah, Britain, Italy, and Germany made. Yeah, it was a joint venture, and it's a NATO plane, and it's kind of awesome. It's a lot like the Tomcat, except that the Tomcat has smaller rear stabilizers on the outsides of the of the twin engines, and this thing just has one gigantic stabilizer. But they're very
similar. How do you not trip over your gigantic balls, Thomas?
Yeah, seriously.
I think I remember seeing these at air shows.
And he just ignores the question.
Yeah.
Yes.
That's how a pimp would roll.
Word.
I'm
trying to find this thing that I sent Ariana. Oh, here it is. Oh, man. I don't think I can share the audio with this, unfortunately. Let me know if you hear anything.
Aww.
My name is Optimus Prime. We are autonomous robots.
Can you guys hear that at all?
Nope.
Bitch. Oh, fuck. Okay. I am going to, I'm going to find a way that you guys can hear this. Just because I think this is funny as hell. Okay.
Transcribe it to us.
Well, hold on. It doesn't work. It doesn't work unless you can hear it. So I'm going to put my headphones on the microphone. So hopefully you can hear this. So here we go.
All right.
Right.
And I should probably share the screen. Yes. Screen one. Allow. Do 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 do, and I don't know if you could hear that.
Not a word.
God damn it. Well, our listeners, our listeners got a chuckle. So there, they heard it. They heard it. Crossbones, Cooper,
now
and Belushi's
I have to be a listener to find out what this bullshit is. Yeah,
finally, I'll get you guys to fucking
Lucky
watch the show.
Bitch.
Chase, buddy.
Motherfucker.
tell me what you got this week, white boy.
Yeah, whore.
Saurus. Finally. God, that boy is chill.
Oh, awesome. Tell me all about it. Tell me the story about how you got Deathsaurus.
Wait on DF Source to get their fucking shipment in.
That's how you do it, people. Right there. I'm so
happy. That's how you suffer while you watch all your friends get the figure you want that you've wanted since you were a kid.
So I gotta ask, why didn't you back it?
Because it was coming out at Christmas time and I had to buy Christmas presents for people.
That's fair. See? That's fair.
What I was saying.
And
that's why.
Are you disappointed?
Just skip Christmas, honestly.
How much? Pete wants to know how much you paid, Chase.
I mean, after it was free shipping, so after tax, it was like $275.
Eh, not bad.
It's not bad.
Because when I backed it, I only paid like it was like only $10 extra compared to like what Hasbro wanted for it. Mm-hmm.
That's actually not bad at all.
Not bad. Not bad.
You know what, Scott?
Because I backed Omega Prime, it's literally the same exact fucking price.
Yeah.
I gotta
ask you, are you satisfied with it? Or are you dissatisfied? Do you regret it?
No, not one bit. I fucking love him.
Fantastic.
Goddamn. Like, my only qualm is his base plate is so big, is it that, like, I do not have, like, a shelf to sit it on without it overhanging.
Right on. Well, good for you, man. I'm so fucking happy for you. Kyle, buddy, what are your reinforcements?
That was the big one.
Oh, shit. I'm sorry. You weren't done. I'm so sorry. No, okay.
I started big.
Go back. Go back.
Yeah, I got him. Studio Series Mohawk. Studio Series, that new Junkion, whatever his name is.
Scrap Heap, I think.
I think so.
Yeah.
There's so many different Junkion names that are all just garbage related. I can't remember which one is which, other than Retgar, because that's the guy. But
still no Nancy, and that's a damn shame.
That is a damn shame.
Yeah.
It is.
Still no Romage.
Yep. Or yeah, I know Romage too.
No,
both of those deserve a figure.
No Wastoid Gamma.
I've got
Hazmat.
The two reactivate packs.
Okay.
The two packs. Those are good. I hope they do more. Those are actually really fucking good figures.
I really like that reactivate Optimus.
It's super good. Soundwave is not as bad as I thought he was going to be.
Yeah, like, Soundwave is
looks lanky.
The worst of the four, but that doesn't make him a bad toy by any means.
Make him look more lanky than he actually is.
Yeah.
It's like, yeah, it's really weird. But I got those two packs. Code Red 2 and Medic. Like the Walgreens exclusive one.
Right on. You had a busy week, dude.
Well, I did get my taxes.
Oh, there you go. There you go. Well, Kyle, buddy, your turn. What'd you get this week?
Again, no Transformers. But I did get a large Benjamin from G.I. Joe.
Ooh, hello, Benjamin. You new in town soldier?
Like. And I like this because he comes with an alternate head that's just him in a gas mask. But you can't tell, so you can just keep buying these. And they're all SAS soldiers. So now you have a whole new group in your G.I. Joe universe because people like that shit.
That's such an interesting name. And the way how that sounds like it could be interpreted in a lot of ways. I just got a really large Benjamin.
Ooh.
That's why I said it that way.
Thank you.
His real name is Big Ben, for those who are a little slow.
Oh, and
I'm
Pete's
not familiar enough with G.I. Joe.
Pete's been down here waiting patiently. Is that a 3D printed Optimus Prime?
That is. It is a 3D printed cab for the new Grand Rising KFC Power Master Optimus Prime, which Oh, yeah. It's semi-transformed. So it does go with... Let's see, I don't know if I got the thing out. But here's the Grand Raija, which is also what I got with my taxes. And it plugs right in. And there you go. And for reference, here is a roll of Bounty Paper Towel. So you can see how big it is.
Nice.
And then when you transform this guy into robot mode, oops, this part also converts. So you can slide it into its chest, which I uploaded the picture the other day. If you want to look, it should be on the Facebook group page. But yeah, I got it from Jimmy H on eBay.
Right.
It was kind of expensive, but it's resin painted. It's pretty smooth. It resin printed and painted and pretty smooth. It looks amazing.
Beautiful. That is beautiful.
And that's it. That's all. Is that all I got? Yes, because I've been broke for the last 3 months.
Fuck.
So.
Fuck.
Oh yeah. Let me guess. Did your store cut hours too?
Hell yeah.
Gotta save them bonuses, man. Gotta save them bonuses that they get.
My next paycheck is only going to have 11 and a half hours on it.
Oof.
Because that's all. Yeah. Well, because I'm on vacation this week, but they've only been scheduling me like 11 to 15 hours a week for the last. I'll be off 10 days before I go back to work again.
Fuck.
Hey, Pete.
Yes.
Let me ask you. Do you feel sad right now?
No.
Okay. Well, just for the sake of argument, I want you to say yes, because I think I found the perfect transformer that fits your mood. Scott?
Yes.
I do have a looky what I found after all.
Oh, okay. I'll tell you what, you get that sent over. I'm gonna catch up here with the chat. Mike's World said, it's at least good to know that if someone on the podcast has something immediately ready for looky what I found, you know that something is wrong and you have an imposter in situation on our hands. Belucius says, I was briefly in a band named the Dixon Vaginas. Belucius, I've seen you on Ugly Wretch's streams. That doesn't surprise me at all. I fucking love you. So happy Valentine's Day for that. Crossbones Koopa says, would Hasbro have the balls to do Violin Jiger? I would not be surprised. Mike's World
at
says,
this point, yes.
Yeah, yeah. Mike's World says, dang, I have never seen the original Scourge design for I'm a Sucker for Cyclops Transformers. Crossbones Koopa says, guess what my comic got in? Void Rivals. You're going to have fun with that comic. That's a fun comic. Crossbones Koopa also goes, yo, Peter, I see you have the power. Giga Twin says, we have enough people to hear from to form a full Prism Ranger team. Giga Twin says, if anyone else here plays the Disgaea games. Then you know about the Prism Rangers. There are supposed to be 7 of them. Crossbones says, I was on the show once. Do I count as a Ranger, Giga Twin? Giga Twin responds, the real question is who of their colors matches the light of the spectrum? I'm colorblind. Just give me whatever. I'll be happy. Make me the Naked Ranger. You can be one of the guest Prism Rangers, such as white, pink, and black. Crossbones Koopa, I'll be the Black Ranger. Word. I like to thank everyone. I hit over 7,000 views. I have 50 subs now. Good for you, Crossbones. Nice. Giga Twin, Crossbones Koopa is Prism Black. He arrives mysteriously to save the day. Dewana says, Dixie Cup Chat. Crossbones Koopa says, Prism Rangers, I'm here to help Henshine Prism Ranger Black. Belucius and Crossbones both say, heard it. Thank you for that heads up. Crossbones, question. Think Hasbro will redo Masked Rider based on my favorite Kamen Rider Black RX? No. I think before Hasbro does anything, there's going to have to be an American presence of it. And I haven't seen anything in America based on Masked Rider for quite a while. Brandon Callanan, I bought all 3 Legacy Insecticons to join my Beast Wars Predacons. Crossbones congratulates Brandon with goodbye, Brandon. Belusia says, Lawrence First Fishburne is Alpha Trion. That sounds pretty cool. Crossbones Koopa says, Christopher Walken is Alpha Trion. And Belusia says, huh, I was lied to. It's all part of being an adult, buddy. Oh, my God. Now, you said you had a look you at I Found Xavier. Is that up on the Facebook?
Fuck yeah.
Right on. Going to screen one. Allow. Boom, boom, boom. Come back to my room. And this is crappy off-brands. And oh, this is the sad former. Oh.
He's so sad.
I think he's just trying to read what his tits say.
Sad former? Oh, good.
You know what's even worse, though, is he's supposed to be a dinosaur, because if you look on the back of his box, in big old type, it says dinosaur.
Yeah. My favorite dinosaur, the Apache attack helicopter.
That's going through a mood.
Yeah. Oh. Have you tried Prozac?
The irony is that we make dinosaur toys from the remains of dead dinosaurs.
It's kind of close.
Mm-hmm.
Kind of close.
Yeah, it's not really. That's a myth. Mm. It's not liquefied dead dinosaurs. It's something
else. Liquefied live ones.
It's mostly plant matter, in fact. Yeah, where a lot of it comes from.
No, if you want,
yeah, but it's more metal if it's liquid dinosaur.
If you want the true irony, we make dinosaur-shaped chicken nuggets. Chickens are the closest living relative to the T-Rex. That's irony.
Well, you're using the meat from what is actually a real dinosaur to make a dinosaur-shaped piece of meat.
Yeah, The avian dinosaur. Birds. It's fantastic.
Yes, it's sort of like taking a hamburger and then making a patty shaped like a cow.
Once again, what do dinosaurs taste like? Chicken. It's all over the place.
Yeah, it was scrawled on the cave walls of cavemen who were eaten by dinosaurs 65 billion years ago.
That thing eating me tastes like chicken as I went down its throat in chunks.
Uh-huh.
Oh, fuck. I think I'm going to end this so that I can curl up next to my lovely wife.
Wait. Did Walter did you do your reinforcements?
Yeah, I had the big bit.
Yeah.
Big man.
I want to curl up next to my wife and let her know how much I love her. And if you've got somebody out there, doesn't even have to be a lover. If you just have a loved one out there, you know, take the opportunity. Tell them how much you love them. Giga Twin, rounding it off, he says, everyone knows the apex predator of the prehistoric skies was the Apache attack helicopter, much like how the biggest competitor that the T-Rex had was the mighty Cadillac. I'd like to thank, over in the chat, Giga Twin, Belucius, Crossbones Koopa, Brendan Callanan, Giga Twin again, why not, Mike's World, I believe Tef was in here for a little while. I believe Dwayne Marsh was in here for a little while. Dewanis, Technical Gem. If I'm missing anybody, I'm so sorry. Dewanis, for the love of God, say hello to Wolf for us. We miss the boy terribly. And gentlemen, I want to thank you for being here as well. Gentlemen, say happy Valentine's Day.
Yo.
Happy Valentine's Day to you. Mr. President.
Happy Valentine's Day,
Mr. Burns.
Wow. I love you guys.
That.
Yay.
Shit, already out of vodka.
Such is life. Such is life.
Well, I'm boss.
Why?
So you have more reason than anybody to vomit blood.